The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the poet Allen Ginsberg, recorded on May 11th, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
Hare Krishna. So, we will sing tomorrow.
Yes.
Is this your first visit here?
The first visit. Yes.
You have the whole house?
Yes. They're doing very nice. This afternoon we have some meeting in the university, Kirtan. Uh-huh. Wherever we go, Kirtan, uh-huh. And speaking. You have seen our book, Lord Chaitanya's teaching.
No, I haven't seen that. That's new.
Yes.
Is that, it's current, published.
Yeah.
So you printed where?
Japan.
Pardon?
Japan.
Printed in Japan?
Yes.
Beautiful. You're very industrious. It's marvelous.
Next book is coming, Nectar of Divorce.
What will that be? Your own writings?
No. It is the authorized translation of Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Who's?
Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's principal disciple. There are six Goswamis, direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Not six Goswamis and three other confidants.
Yeah.
Amongst the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami is the principal.
Rupa
Goswami. He was a finance minister in his government of Nawab Hussain in Bengal. But when Lord Chaitanya started his movement, he was captivated and he resigned his service, government service, and joined. And he wrote immense literature, Goswami's. That's why he was talking, that Narottama Das Thakur, he says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujhava Jugala Bidhi. The conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, one can understand when they go through the literature presented by these Goswamis. And his first book is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of nectar of devotion. That is very authorized book. Quotation from various Vedic literature or Radha Krishna and the different stages of relationship with Krishna, Shantaras, Dasaras. Admiration, God is great. This is also one stage. Appreciating the greatness of God. Then further development, Dasara, willing to serve. Oh, God is so great. I must serve. Because every one of us serving somebody. So why not serve the Supreme? Nobody is free from service. Because we are constitutionally servant. So either you become servant of the great or Maya. It's like in any condition of our life, we have to abide by the laws of the state. If he says that we don't abide, then come to prison house. You are forced. Similarly, Maya and Krishna. If you don't abide by Krishna, then come to Maya. You cannot be free. That is not our purpose. Freedom is frustration.
Do you remember a man named Richard Alpert?
Huh?
Do you remember of a man named Richard Alpert? He used to work with Timothy Leary in Harvard many years ago. And then he went to India and found a teacher and is now a disciple of Hanumanji, or a devotee of Hanuman. And he said that, well, we were talking about Maya and the present condition of America.
Some proof?
Well, in a while. Well, we can talk as nicer food. I had a question I wanted to ask. Are you tired?
No, I can talk with the whole night.
Yeah. So he said that his teacher in India told him that LSD was a Christ of the Kali Yuga for Westerners.
Christ?
Of the Kali Yuga for Westerners, in that as the Kali Yuga got more intense, as attachment got thicker and thicker, that also salvation would have to be easier and easier. And that...
Okay, Chanan, Aaron Jin's man, he sees a Bengali lady, he recently come from London. Rekha.
London
No, only in New York.
So, as the Kali Yuga became more intense, and as attachment became deeper and more confusing.
Attachment for?
That salvation would also have to become easier and easier.
That is very nice statement. That in the Kali Yuga, salvation is very easier. That is the Bhashana of Srimad Bhagavatam. But that process is this kirtan, not LSD.
Well, it was the reasoning there was that for those who would only accept salvation in purely material form, in chemical form finally, in completely material form,
that where is the salvation?
That when Krishna had the humor to emerge as a pill.
No, the thing is, when it is material form,
yes,
then where is the salvation? It is illusion.
Well, the subjective effect is to cut attachment during the...
If you have got attachment for something material, then where is the cut-off attachment? LSD is a material chemical.
Yes.
So if you have to take shelter of LSD, then you take, I mean to say, help from the matter. So that is how you can... how you are free from that?
Well, the subjective experience is, while in the state of intoxication of LSD, also realizing that LSD is a material pill and that it does not really matter.
So that is risky. That is risky.
Yeah. Now, so if LSD is a material attachment, which it is, I think, then is not the sound, the shabda, also a material attachment?
No. Shabda is spiritual. Originally, just like in Bible, there is, let there be creation. This sound, this spiritual sound, creation was not there. This sound produced the creation. Therefore, sound is originally spiritual. And through the sound, from sound, sky develops. From sky, air develop, from air, fire develop, fire, water develop, from water, land develop.
Sound is the first element of creation?
Yes.
What was the first sound, traditionally?
Vedic, they say, om. Yes. So, at least you can understand from your Bible that God said, let there be creation. So this is sound. And there is creation. The God and His sound is not different. Absolute. I say, Mr. Jinswar, this sound and I, little difference. But God is not different. from his energy. Shakti Shakti Mato Aveda. Shakti, energy. And Shakti Mat, the energetic. They are non-different. It's like fire and heat. They are non-different. But heat is not fire. You cannot differentiate heat from fire or fire from heat. But fire is not heat.
Well, the sound Krishna.
Yes, is not different from Krishna.
Is not different from Krishna.
Therefore, this sound.
Under
Krishna,
all circumstances? Under all circumstances.
All circumstances. But it is a question of my appreciation.
Yeah.
My realization. That depends on my purity. Otherwise, this Krishna sound and Krishna non-different. Therefore, if we vibrate sound Krishna, then I am immediately in contact with Krishna. And if Krishna is whole spirit, then immediately I become spiritualized. Just like if you touch electricity, immediately you are electrified. And the more you become electrified, more you become Krishnaized. Krishnaized. So when you are fully Krishnaized, then you are in the Krishna platform. Taktadeham punarjanma naiti mamiti kaunti. Then fully Krishnaized, no more comes back to this material existence. He remains with Krishna. The impersonalists shall say merging. That is less intelligence. Merging does not mean losing individuality. Just like a green bird enters a green tree, it appears merging, but the bird has not lost its individuality. There is individuality. Similarly, Krishna says in the fourth chapter and second chapter that I, you, Arjuna, and all these people who have assembled, it is not that they did not exist previously, neither it is that they will not exist. That means I, you and all these persons, they were individual in the past. At the present we see it practically, and in future they will remain individual. And individually we are, that in our present existence every one of us is individual. You have got your individual views, I have got my individual views. We agree on common platform, that is different thing, but we are individual. That is our nature. Therefore there is disagreement sometimes. So the individuality is never lost. But our proposition, Bhakti Marga, is to keep individuality and agree with it. Our surrender means we agree with Krishna in everything, although you are individual. If Krishna says you have to die, we die out of love. But we are individual. I can deny. Why shall I die? That prerogative I have got. Just like Arjuna was asked, now I have taught you Bhagavad Gita. Now whatever you like, you do. Jathechasi tatha kuru. As you like. He doesn't trust the individuality. But Arjuna voluntarily surrendered, yes, karisse vachanam tava. Yes, I shall do whatever. He changed his decision. He decided not to fight, But he agreed, yes, Kadishya Vachanam. This agreement, this is oneness. Not oneness does not mean mix up homogeneously. No, he keeps his individuality. Krishna keeps his individuality. Jatrachasita Thakur. Now, whatever you like, you do. He says, yes, Kadishya Vachanam, I shall do. What do you say? So this is oneness. Not to lose individuality. Because we cannot lose our individuality. We are individually made, originally. The Krishna is individual, we are individual, everyone is individual. Merging means, merging in that, total agreement. That is liberation. Total agreement. Without any disagreement. That is the perfection. To keep individuality and agree with God in total. That is perfection. And imperfection, so long we are in revealed condition. That is material. Because one who has the slightest desire or disagreement with Krishna, he cannot leave. There the only predominant figure is Krishna. So one who is trained fully to agree with Krishna, they are accepted as assistants. Therefore Bhagavad Gita says, Bhavanam Jananamante Jnanavan Maam Prabhadati. After many, many births of cultivating knowledge in spiritual life, a fully conversant, wise person surrenders. Bhavanam Janmanam, after very, very much. How he surrenders? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Oh, Krishna is everything. The Vedanta Sutra gives hint. Janmadasya, what is Brahma? What is Supreme? Athata Brahma Jigyasa. The inquiry about Brahma, the Supreme, the answer is, Brahma is that or he who is the original source of everything. We have to find out who is the original source. So, that requires wisdom. So, when one is perfectly wise, after many, many births, culture, he sees, here is the original, Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma, or that Mahatma, great soul. Very rare to be said. Well, surrender. So, we are giving the shortcut process. What one has to attain after many, many births, we are simply saying, you surrender to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the greatest boon or what is called greatest reward, a contribution to the human society. And if actually one is wise, then he'll take our word. But if one has to come to this point after many, many births, that Krishna is everything, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, to understand, why not accept in English?
Do you take the rebirth literally?
Huh?
Do you take rebirth in human form literally?
Yes.
As a...
What is the difficulty?
I just don't remember having been born before.
Huh?
I don't remember having been
born. You don't remember before. Your childhood? That does not mean you had no childhood. Do you remember when you were so small boy? What did you do?
Little things. Not very small, but...
Or when you were in your womb of your mother, do you remember?
No.
Then, does it mean you are not?
No, it doesn't mean that I'm not.
Yes. So you do not remember, that is not reason. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Deinasmin jathadehe komara jomanangira tathadehantram prati dhirasattanamani. Because I do not remember what I did in my mother's womb, that does not mean that I had no a little body. The body is changed, I am there. Therefore I change this body, I live, you know. This is common sense reason. I am changing my body daily, every moment. Your childhood body and this body is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You have changed your body. But that doesn't mean you're a different person.
Sir, I've really never seen or heard anything but what I see and hear now. What I see and hear is what I can remember is what I can remember. I've never heard any reasonable or even drawing description of previous incarnations or previous births.
You've never heard?
I've never heard anything sensible sounding about it, anything that actually makes me think, that must be.
Is it not sensible?
Not really, no.
So why not?
Sensible.
Now,
touchable.
Suppose it's a fact, your body in the mother's womb, on the first day of the father and mother sex life, it comes just like a pea. Then it differs. So from the pea you have come to this point. The body is changing. So what is the astonishment if you change this body, again become, take another pea form? What is the difficulty to understand?
Well, the difficulty to understand would be any permanent being, to understand that there is any permanent being or any continuity of any form of consciousness from one body
to another. Then you have to concise. Therefore you have to take, just like when you cannot understand something, we consult some great authority. Is it not?
Not enough to make me dream of it at night, no. Not enough to make me dream of it at night, no. Not enough to make me love it. Words are not enough. That authority is not enough to make me love it.
I don't accept authority.
Not enough to love.
No, love apart from love.
Not enough to accept authority. It's just
consult.
I can't even understand an authority that says that I am there when I don't feel myself there.
Suppose when you are in some legal trouble, you go to lawyer, you cannot understand why you say you cannot understand. When you have disease, when you go to a physician, authority you accept.
In America, we've had a great deal of difficulty with authority.
That is misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Authority we have to. A child has to accept authority. Always ask mother, what is this? Father, what is this? Why? That is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Ask. And that is the way of acquiring knowledge. The vijnanartham sarva vedic. Injunction is that if you want to understand that science, you must go to Guru.
Do you understand your previous lives from the descriptions in authoritative texts or from any introspective
recollection? No, we have to cover it.
Of your
cover life? It. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Suchinam Simatam Gehe Yoga Prastha Sanjayat. One who could not finish this Krishna consciousness, he gets birth in two places, either in a very rich family or in a very pure Brahmin family. Brahminical culture. So from my life I experienced, when I was very a little child, 6 or 7 years old, I was very much fond of Krishna. And I got the opportunity of these two things, Although my father was not very rich, but he was pure Vaishnava. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna.
And, in Calcutta?
In Calcutta. And accidentally, I was born in a very rich family. You have seen that picture in my Calcutta dancing? There is a Kashi Mallik's family. They're very aristocratic family. I did not belong to that family, but I was born in that family. You see? And from the very beginning, the Kashi Mallik, they have got nice Radha Krishna temple. So I was standing before the deity and I was saying, oh, he's Krishna. People say he's there, now he's there. Like that, and then I asked my father, I said, worship Krishna, give me. So my father gave me Radha Krishna. So whatever I was eating, I was offering him. So the statement of this hostel and my factual experience corroborates. Mm-hmm. So we have to take instance like that, you see. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta. We have to test everything from three positions. Spiritual master, scripture, and holy man. Christian means just like Bible. What is Bible? Scripture. Why the scripture? It is fully contains the instruction of sadhu, holy man, or spiritual master, Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore is scripture. The scripture means the statement of liberated holy man. That is sadhu. Therefore, scripture should be tested through the holy man and spiritual master. Spiritual master should be tested through scripture and holy man. And holy man should be tested through spiritual master and scripture.
What is the difference between holy man and spiritual master?
No difference. But one has to test whether he is holy man. Then he has to corroborate with the statement of the scripture. And spiritual master is to be tested whether he is holy man and whether there is corroboration in the statement of the scripture. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta Tinete Koriya Oikko. Just like the law court, the experienced lawyer speaking and giving evidence. Sadhu Shastra. And the judge is giving judgment. Here is a statement, here is this law court. He has the judgment. He is also testing, the judge is also testing how the lawyer is speaking and how it is corroborated to the law book. So similarly, everything has to be tested in that way. The scripture should be consulted and we should have to see whether it is corroborated. So we should not accept any man as spiritual master or holy man if he does not corroborate with the statement of the scripture. He is at once rejected.
How shall we sing tomorrow? How shall we sing tomorrow? Have you thought of an arrangement of the program?
As you like.
As you like. at what time are we?
Eight.
In a hall? Mm-hmm. Is there a stage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The stage has the seats, there's a floor, and then there's little steps, about six, seven steps, and then the stage, whatever platform. So on the steps, people can sit also.
Yes. one night. So how long will we go? Did you forget?
We have the auditorium, so...
How long? 4 hours?
At least 2.5 hours.
Okay, let's go through the whole 2.5.
Oh, good.
So, how do you feeling about chanting?
I have been chanting steadily all along now, and I enjoy it more and more.
That's right.
Lately, Peter and I have been chanting together on stages, and lately we have been singing Raghupati Raghava Rajaram. Is that part of your canon also?
No, there is no harm, but this chanting, Hare Krishna mantra, is recommended in the scripture.
The Hare Krishna is the most pleasing of the chanting, as far as I'm concerned. Do we want to do that continuously for the complete?
Yes.
Do you want to do that continuously, or do you want any other, like Gopala or...
I think this Hare Krishna mantra should be chanted.
Uh-huh. See, we have 2.5 hours.
Lecturing too, though.
Yeah.
Lectures.
I think in the beginning we should have kirtan, and at the end we should have kirtan, and in the middle we can speak. You can speak about Krishna.
I think you had better speak because you're more eloquent on it, and also you understand in the language what you want to say.
I will speak. You will also speak.
You might not like what I say.
Now you say your experience, how you're experiencing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Fine. Jajat Vibhuti Mat Satya, you have got Krishna's blessings upon you. You're not ordinary man.
I'm not certain that I'm worthy of them, so
that's all right. But I know that you're not ordinary man.
Well, I only recently stopped smoking, by the way. Finally. With that car crash, I quit smoking. But I haven't stopped eating meat. So what is the...
You remain with us
intelligence
at least
meat.
For 3 months and you'll forget.
Yeah.
You remain with us for 3 months. Yeah. With your associates, you just come to Vrindavan. We shall live together.
You have a farm now.
Huh?
You have a farm now.
Yes. And you'll forget everything. You'll fully Krishna.
Yeah.